Hello, everyone, and welcome back to day 7 of the Orincoin podcast. This is another episode where I am doubling down about scheduling and how important that is. And I want to do this today by telling you a little story. And the story begins today, right now, at this moment that I am in, but not you. So for me, tomorrow is Friday, and as a Jew observing Shabbat, Fridays are very, very stressful. Ask any Jew you know who observes Shabbat. Not all of them do. And they will tell you that it is a very stressful day. You need to prepare food beforehand. You need to go out for doing anything you need to do before Shabbat. And then once Shabbat is in, you are completely disconnected from anything for 25 hours. And I don't have my phone on, I don't have my iPad on, I don't have my computer on, I have nothing on. I only have my family, and I have books, and I have the synagogue. Doing a challenge like this, where I need to produce an episode every day, is not something that I would want to spend my time on such a stressful day, like a Friday. So I am here at this very moment in Thursday night. It is currently 9:36 p.m. and I am recording an episode for you. And while you are listening or watching this episode on a podcast app or on YouTube, I am now probably waking up and starting my stressful day of doing chores for Shabbat. The power of scheduling is amazing. You can do things in a large scale by scheduling. I touched upon this a bit yesterday, but I want to reinforce the idea. Imagine doing a whole series that you already launched. I said this in a previous episode. I intend to record, edit, and schedule all of the next season of Geek Peek. And then once it is ready, we will schedule it and it will start going out. And what we will have to do is react to the public's engagement with the content that we already produced. We won't need to chase our own tail seeing what to publish the next week. We will have all of it ready to go, which is the most peaceful feeling in the world when you already know that automation takes over and you just need to sit back and see the episodes roll out, and then you can start focusing your energies elsewhere. Maybe you want to create another season of a podcast. Maybe you create YouTube videos. So now you have the time, once you have those few weeks, because you publish only one episode a week, you have that entire time now to work on the next thing. And you can do that with the peace of knowing that you are consistent with your schedule. Now, you don't only have to use this while doing big projects. Scheduling can work on various levels. Say, for example, that you are perfectly comfortable with publishing a weekly video. You work on it on a Sunday, you edit it on a Tuesday, it goes out to the public on Thursday, just for an example. That's great, that's amazing, but what happens when you want to take a week off? Go on a vacation. That's when scheduling helps you the most, because instead of going about your week knowing that you can never take a break because you already did the thing, you already committed to this weekly video, and you have your schedule, you have your time set to actually do it every week. Instead, you can cram a little bit of energy doing filming two videos on Sunday, editing both of them on Tuesday, and scheduling the one that goes out the same day and the one that goes out next week. And then next week is ready to go. You can go on vacation and trust that YouTube or whatever platform you use for a podcast or whatever content that is, maybe a blog post, it will still go out. You don't need to worry about it. You can go on vacation. This is just an instance in time that you can use this. Every platform you can think of has a scheduling feature. And if it doesn't, it's time to move on to a different one. So that's all I wanted to give you today. This is a shorter episode than the 10 minutes that I'm used to. In tomorrow's video, we'll start talking about Medium because that's the next step in my content creation journey, and I want to take you through all of it. We started as a story. Tomorrow, I'll tell you how I joined Medium and my first impressions of the platform, and we'll start talking about that throughout the next week. So again, thank you so much for watching or listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.